Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's run by a guy, super nice, L-I-L, London Improv Live.
Hello, welcome to the Lil Show, Mother Crushers. Yes, woo! It's episode 100. Let's just get straight to it. Oh my giddy giddy gosh! Oh my giddy giddy gosh! Yes, episode 100. That's a woo from Alex.
Woo!
Well, we made it, bro.
I know.
Luke ain't here.
No, he didn't make it.
He should be here for this.
He should be. Yeah, he should be here.
But he's away for personal reasons.
Very
for
personal
some
reasons.
Reason, he doesn't want us to talk just, about. I don't
want to discuss it.
The
either.
Mystery of entertainment. You never know really what's going on with people. But
you know,
what's the official stance? Why isn't he here?
Well, you'll see it in the next month's supplement in Hello Magazine.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's why we're not. It's going to be the exclusive rights belong to Hello about this story.
He is taking a big step in his life to something.
Careful.
Interesting.
Yes. Let's just say it involves...
amputation.
Yes, let's just say it involves amputation. We're not going to give you any more than that, but Luke, we wish you all the best.
All the best with your amputation.
No, not necessarily his.
All the best with the amputation.
There we go. That's... Luke, big up to you, man. We love Luke. He's part of this too. It's a shame he's not here, but episode 100. Oh...
triple figures now.
People go, but you've been doing the show longer than 2 years. How come you're already on 100?
No, we're lazy.
Yeah, that'll do. There's no need to go through all
that. We're lazy.
Go through those weeds, yes.
There's a few episodes that have gone by. They haven't been released, and I know that. Yeah.
There's some lost episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a particular three-man episode, me, Luke, and yourself, that never saw the light of day.
Some people got to see that. Only Patreon...
is that on the Patreon?
Yes, no. We recorded...
Oh, no, no, I'm talking about the one that never got released last year. Just the three of us.
Was it any good?
I was quite entertained by it. Oh. There was a really misogynistic sort of Cockney talking bit at one point, which was...
That was your favourite bit?
It was amusing. It amused me.
Did we forget to record it or something?
No, we recorded it. It just never...
Okay, I'll find that.
Never saw the light.
Maybe we'll release that only to the Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, that'll get some money.
Yes, it'll get us a whole bunch. We're doing really well on that, by the way. We're doing a lot better.
Patreon.
I'm not doing a normal intro today. I haven't got really the wherewithal to do it. I'm a bit dosed up on meds.
Yes. He's had you'll hear about it in the next month's episode supplement in Hello Magazine.
Let's just say it involves a sword.
Yep, and a hand.
And my hat. But luckily, I found a donor for a new hand.
So lucky you found...
But you can't say who it is.
Yeah, luckily, you found your finger. No. What? Oh, yeah, Luke.
No. We'll censor that. Don't worry, Hello. We'll censor that.
Yeah, sorry, Luke. Didn't mean to say you're losing your finger. What do you want to go into what happened with your...
I was showing off with a sword.
Yeah.
And I was swinging it around, doing some tricks.
Uh-huh.
And like throwing it and catching it.
Right.
And then I caught it in the wrong part. And
smart.
Lost a digit.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of traumatic when you lose a body part. It's not something that your eyes are used to seeing, like looking at your hand and then your finger not being attached to it.
Yeah, it's got to be weird.
It really was a shock, and it messed me up quite severely, like mentally, not only the blood loss and the pain and the infection and the bit of green.
Yeah, it's the embarrassment as well.
It's like, oh my God, I've only got four fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't show my hand in public.
No. Were you trying to impress a lady?
Yeah.
I guess you kind of lost interest when you lost that finger.
Yeah. She gave me the finger and walked off.
Nice. That's unfortunate, but you learnt a lesson.
But it's yeah, I did. But yeah, it was quite traumatic. But luckily, the doctors have some pretty high tech meds these days, and I'm pretty buzzed. And I've kind of forgotten about all that. I feel all right.
That's all right then.
And I was almost going to cancel the show. This happened yesterday, and I thought, no, I'm in the mood for doing some
high comedy.
Yeah, I'm luckily in a good mood today because of all the drugs. So let's get on with this. Shall we?
Okay.
Because it's our 100th episode. We didn't hold back.
No, we didn't.
We went all out and got the best guests we could possibly find.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
And oh my goodness, it's not going to disappoint. We've got some really incredible, really funny, really really funny.
Yeah, they are really funny.
And the thing is, like a lot of improv groups, they're like sometimes they're not that funny, but they get away with it because most of the time but the special thing about this group is that 100% of the time, really? Without fail, they're just on point, completely like in tune with each other. It's like they don't even need to talk to each other to communicate.
Yeah,
and they're just on the ball, completely hilarious every single show they do. And they've done a lot of podcasts, so they're really experienced at podcasting. And they actually have no excuse not to be incredible today.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're a bit hit and miss.
No, oh, you might. Don't be jealous, Alex.
I'm not jealous.
They're a lot better than we are.
I mean, they're
way better than you.
They're being quite quiet at the moment.
They are. They know they're very professional. They've done podcasts before. They know not to talk until they're introduced.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're way funnier than you've ever been on this show, Alex. Like, at least everything they'll say is at least going to be 10 times funnier than anything you've ever said here.
Oh, well, that's good.
They're one of London's top improv troupes, up and coming. They've completely smashed the scene wide open. And I think it's time to introduce them. So I'm going to introduce our guest. Normally you say that, Alex, but you seem a bit...
Yeah, do you want to...
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Do I want to what?
Just guess.
Yes, I do. Yes! Oh, I'm so bloody excited to have this group here. For the last year, they've been bubbling in the London underground comedy scene, but they're now erupting across every stage, and they've got their own new TV show now. And Time Out has called them London's number one entertainment
group.
Yes,
group they've called
they,
us. Yeah.
They forewent comedy, improv. They went straight to entertainment. They're better than anything you've ever seen. I don't need to drag out this introduction any longer. Detroit Rock Lobster are here. Detroit Rock Lobster, yes. All right. I'll introduce you guys one by one. Something you're quite famous for. There's a really big thing you're famous for, which we'll get to in a second. But something you're quite famous for is that you're one of the most diverse improv troupes in the world. Every one of your group has unique features, is part of a different demographic. Not all of you could make it today, unfortunately, but we've got a few of you here. Let's start with you, Gerald.
Hey.
Is that right, Gerald?
Hey, that's right. Gerald, yes.
Gerald Crowley. Crowley.
Yeah, Gerald Crowley. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
Crowley.
Crowley.
I didn't know if it was Crowley or Crowley.
No, Crowley.
I'm just going to... Notepad, I think I might have to keep
notes. I mean, we're known as, a big group, but, yeah, you want to, like, meet
Gerald Crowley.
So you
Gerald
are, Crowley, yeah.
A Scottish octogenarian, is that
Aye,
right?
That's absolutely right. I'm the oldest member of the group at 64 years old. 64 years young, sorry, yeah.
Oh, I thought octogenarian was someone in their 80s.
Yeah, well, I've taken the mantle because I'm older than everyone else. So it makes me, it makes me seem like I'm like really old, but I'm not that old.
Okay.
But I just seem old.
So you're 64.
Aye. as Seymour compared to everyone else here.
Okay. Oh, Gerald, it's good to have you here, man. How does it feel being an old man in a young game?
Ah, you know, everyone's been so welcoming, you know. Because I'm originally a solicitor, but I, you know, fell into improv accidentally. I was at an improv club. My wife, God rest her soul, she decided to... I know.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask, but how did that happen?
Well, it was at the improv club, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she got hit by an improviser.
What?
It's part of a gig, part of a thing they did. And unfortunately, she fell over forwards and cracked her face on a pint of beer. So...
So she died?
Yeah.
That night? Oh, man. I've never heard of an improv-related death before.
No, it's one of the first. It made it onto Chortle. I know that. didn't make any of the big papers, but, you know...
But that's
Shot all over it, man.
That's just part of your rich history, I guess. Aye. That makes you such a supreme contender in the improv scene.
No, that's absolutely right.
Every good artist needs a tragic background. Yeah. And Gerald Crowley, it's really good to have you here. Let's move on to the next member of your group. That was Gerald Crowley, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, next member. We've got... okay, so we're talking about diversity here. We can't really beat this. We've got Veracuda.
Yes. Veracuda.
Where's that name from? Veracuda Glob.
Veracuda Globovich.
Globovich.
It is German.
Uh-huh.
It sounds Russian, but it's German.
Okay, Veracuda. So you're German.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing improv in London?
I thought you were going to ask, how long have I been German? I've been doing the improvising for 14 years now.
Wow. In the English language?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's
I've only been doing it in the German language for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Work that one out, big boy.
I'm trying. And you're actually... Is it true? I'm reading up on your wiki page here. Wiki. You used to be a woman.
Yes. Absolutely right. I took a lot of hormone replacements.
Yeah.
And it caused swellings in the other areas.
Well, I don't want to, you know, dwell on that because, you know... It's
you
truly are who you want to be and who you believe you are.
Exactly.
So you're a big German man now.
Yes.
But I just think it's fantastic that, you know, the trans community are getting represented in comedy, and especially in such a big group as
well.
You
of course, yes, we were all. It's part of my diversity.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But does that translate into your comedy? Do you ever make it part of your comedy, or is it
no?
No. Yeah. So can we? Why?
Never. I have never played woman on stage.
Uh-huh.
It is not in me.
Because, people would think, we need a woman character. Let's get the trans guy to play the woman.
No, my group is very understanding.
Yeah?
Never would I play a woman.
Great. So what kind of characters do you like to bring out? What's your tropes?
Men. Gruff men.
Okay, Veracuda.
That's okay.
That's really good, man. All right, Veracuda Globovich. Obviously now your troupe is like 6-7 members strong.
Yes.
But 3 of you could make it down today. But I'm so glad this third member is here, because this is really the member of the group that helped you get recognition. They're the I don't want to embarrass you, but you're a celebrity. And you're actually like known for your Shakespearean acting, quite serious roles, iconic roles in cinema and stage for decades now. However, very little known fact is that you, Dame Judi Dench, you are actually, your roots are in improv comedy. You're actually part of the original comedy store Players.
Yes, that is absolutely right, yes.
So why did you switch from that into... drama? What happened there?
Well, I became older and I thought that the best thing for me to do was to become something else. So I became an improviser. I said, damn it to the scripts, I will go with my heart and my brain. Yes, and...
Yes, but originally, why did you switch from comedy into drama to start with? Because you started in
I wasn't very funny.
Ah.
And that is a admission of myself.
Yeah.
I say that. I'm not very funny.
Well, you hadn't yet earned the rich life experience that Veracruda has earned, for example, you know, at that point.
I have known many, many exciting things. And Judi Dench came on board, and this was the most exciting thing for me to happen.
Well, thank you, Veracruda. That's very kind of you. Yes, I mean, life is what you make it. Life is a tapestry that you weave yourself, and therefore, if one thing is not working in the tapestry, you change direction.
Uh-huh. Well, I can do nothing but thank you, Dame Judi, for bringing the spotlight onto improv, onto the London improv scene.
It's a pleasure.
And well done. And all right, guys, that's Detroit Rock Lobster. All right, that's enough of that.
Well, it's good to have them there. Good to have you here.
Isn't it, Alex?
It's great. Yeah.
What a lineup we have today.
I mean, it's amazing. I can't believe I'm sat opposite Jane Doody.
Don't call her Jane Doody. She's right here.
You can call me whatever you like, dear boy.
Well, she's not. Well, that's she's sitting here not as Dame Judi Dench, the global superstar of stage and screen.
No,
she's
I'm sitting here as Jane Doody Dench,
the improvised. Improviser from London.
It's not a bad name though, Jame. Jame's quite a good name.
Yeah, it's...
I could change my name to Jame.
Well, talking of names, where did the name Detroit Rock Lobster come from? What happened there?
Well, I'll fill this one. We were in Detroit.
Yes.
Listening to the B-52s.
What, you were all? The whole group?
Yes. Yeah. All of us in Detroit. So we formed... And we thought, Rock Lobster.
That's okay.
I just thought I'd finish that for them.
Okay, Veracruda.
Yes.
Your accent is travelling around a bit.
Well, like my genitalia, it is interchangeable now.
So do you identify now as a male Brit, or are you still German? Because your German accent is kind of disappearing a little.
I would say I am Brit. Now, or Ger-Brit. German-Brit. Britman.
Okay, cool.
Good.
Glad we got that cleared up. All right. I have a feeling, gang, we need to warm up a little. You know, no good improv show happens without a good warm-up.
Yeah, yeah. I think warming up might be a good idea.
Yeah. I agree.
I agree.
Can you let me
well.
Finish, please? I agree.
Let him finish.
God's sake.
Sorry.
All right, it's all right, Gerald. I'm just yanking your chain. Pulling your skirt. Your kilt.
My kilt! Pull the kilt!
Whoa, the sound of that mouth organ can only mean one thing. Don't forget, we're doing a few warm-ups today. We're going to now do a blues. Because, you know, we like to start on a low here on the little show. Because there's only up from there.
Only up.
By the way, before we carry on, how are you guys feeling, Detroit Rock Lobster, right?
I'm not feeling too bad, actually, yeah. I don't think I can really sing a song or anything, though.
Oh, you can kind of rap if you want,
oh,
Jame.
Oh, I could rap.
Or you could do, like, the talky bit, the low voice talky bit.
No, that's Jame.
Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald, yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm Jame.
Sorry, Jame.
I feel that maybe the rapping and the singing will be out for me as well.
Oh, well, the next two games involve singing and rapping, guys. So I think it's, you know, quite important to this 100th episode that we go all out and do all the games.
Well, I hate to be a prima donna, but I don't think I'll be able to do it. I really don't.
Well, guys, you're kind of... You're risking kind of ruining our 100th episode here. Can you just give it a go? And if it's no good, we'll edit it out. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, thanks. All right. So I want to ask our guests, Detroit Rock Lobster, in order to inspire our blues, I want to ask you guys, what's been getting you down lately? What kind of... Right, Alex? That's what we normally ask.
Yes, that's what we normally ask. Yeah, what's been getting you guys down? I lost a shoe.
Okay. Yeah, this is good. Yeah, this is the kind of thing. How did you lose a shoe? What happened?
I was at a party.
Yeah? Was yep. Verracuda there?
No, he wasn't there. He's not really a party person, you know?
And yet you, the 64-year-old, you're out there partying.
Bit of party.
Yeah? Good for you, man. Good. I'd like to see people in their later years having a good time.
Yep.
So you were at a party. What kind of party was this?
It was an Oriental type of party.
Oriental?
Party, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you mean like East Asian kind of stuff?
That's right. That's
right.
We
don't really use that term anymore.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm behind the times.
It's fine.
I think it's because we had to take our shoes off before we went into the party, you see.
Okay.
And
it's a bit oppressive.
Yeah, a little bit.
And was it in someone's house?
No. It was like a hall.
In a hall, and they made you take your shoes off.
Aye. Okay. It was to.
Oh, it was Oriental. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Aye. It was to make the whole thing look, you know, more authentic, I guess.
Uh huh.
So, anyway, I lost a shoe when I got back.
Did other people lose shoes, or was it just you this
No,
happened?
It was just me.
Oh.
I don't know why. I sort of hopped home.
What kind of shoe was it? Was it a valuable shoe?
Nah, it's just your regular, you know, regular black shoe, really. Slip on.
Great story, Gerald.
No laces. Thanks. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was expecting a little. But that, great, so you lost a shoe, Gerald. That's sad, isn't it, Jame Doody?
Yes, it is very sad. I myself have never lost a shoe. I've gained a couple due to an unfortunate incident involving someone who fell in front of a train. But,
okay, I don't think we need to explore that any further.
No, we don't need to, no.
A Verracuda.
But,
yes.
You used to be a woman.
Yeah.
Did you used to dress were you a bit of a tomboy as a woman, or did you have like fancy girls' shoes and stuff
Fuck
like that?
Fancy girls' shoes.
Fancy girls' shoes.
Fancy girls' shoes, yes. Yeah. I had many collection of fancy girls' shoes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Was that like something that was that when you switched over to, I don't know how to be sensitive about this.
Call a spade a spade.
Just please excuse me, bloody treading all over these eggshells. I completely love what you do. I love what you've done, and I really support everything. But I don't have the vernacular to explore this more sensitively than I am doing
I
right
don't
now.
Have the knacker. Like vernacular. Oh,
you don't have knackers. Have they not managed to?
No. No.
You know, like when a dog has
their
knackers removed, they
knackers.
Sometimes replace them with
no,
like fake knackers.
No, I
like
just
pride,
have...
Pride knackers.
No, enough.
You don't
no.
have any pride knackers?
No.
Is there like something heavy you keep in your pocket to kind of substitute?
My phone?
Yeah, that's okay. I suppose that'll do. All right, great. I think we've got enough there, guys.
Have we? Have we?
I was going to ask Verracuda something about shoes.
You could still ask me.
Okay, well, was it like one of the things that you, when you were trying to decide, should I make the full leap, should I switch to being a man?
Yes.
Was losing your shoes, losing the collection of nice shoes, something that you felt was one of the sacrifices you'd have to make? Or was that something you were glad to get rid of?
To be honest, it paid for the surgery. I sold all the shoes.
Wow!
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, there was a lot of shoes. I sold them all.
So your whole life of collecting up these shoes actually really paid off, didn't it?
Yes, now I just wear flip-flops.
Amazing. And I can see your feet. Did they do some surgery? Because they're quite big.
No.
Big hairy feet. Oh, they were just...
Big hairy feet. I had very fancy... very fancy lady shoes.
In big...
But they were huge.
You had to get them in special, I'm sure.
Very...
No wonder they're so rare and valuable.
Yes, it.
Yes.
They were bought by Japanese businessmen who wanted something to cover their entire heads.
Those Japanese people, man, they're way ahead of the trend.
They are so weird, aren't they?
No, I think they're actually ahead of the curve. You know, like in 10 years, we're going to be wearing shoes on our heads.
You think?
Yeah, they always set the trends, man. They know what they're doing.
Okay.
So All right, I've got so many questions for you, Barracuda. This is, you're such a fascinating person.
No. But
I'll ask you some more later.
Please.
I think we've got enough ammunition there for a good old blues. The Lost Shoe Blues. As usual, we'll start to my left and we'll go around the circle and we'll finish with me.
Okay.
Or do we normally start with you, Alex? No, we normally start with Alex and it goes around that way.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to go Alex and then James Doody and then Barracuda and then Gerald. Then all right,
Gerald. Guys? Okay. They I presume they can sing as much as they like.
You sing as much or little as you like, guys.
Good.
You ready, Alex? You ready, Alex?
I'm born ready, yeah.
Good boy. You're doing great, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Well, I'm in a quandary. I don't know where my shoe's gone. I took them off for a minute and now I can only find one. Well, I don't know where it is. It's not in that bowl. How am I gonna get home with only one soul?
Well, I wear shoes and they have pointy bits. Oh, yes, they do. And those pointy bits, well, they really get on my tits. I don't like the pointy bits. The heels are wrong and I don't like the way they make my feet smell by the end of the day.
Shoes are part of Barracuda's previous life. I took all of the shoes from my downtrodden, horrible wife. Yes, and then I sold all the shoes on eBay, no least. That will teach that bitch to not eat all of my yeast.
I went to a Chinese buffet thing and I think I lost my shoes. I put them down and then when I went back for my shoe, it wasn't there and I didn't know quite what to do. So, you know, I kind of got my phone and you know, I rang the police and they said, fuck off, because that's the way the police talk where I am from.
Well, is there something wrong with me?
Possibly.
LGBT.
We
and
all have.
F and question mark.
We all have.
But I just don't know what to say.
When there is a trans in front of me.
Say hello, tranny.
I guess I should just talk normally. Stop focusing on the thing that is the sensitive topic that is the obvious thing we shouldn't be asking questions about.
The elephant in the room. The elephant wearing trousers.
Wow.
Yeah,
what a
that
blues.
Was something, wasn't it?
Well done, everyone. I got to say, that was really hard on me to play harmonica non-stop in that whole, doing that whole thing.
You did it well.
It was really
you did it very,
quite tricky.
Very well.
Thanks, man. I'm running out of breath.
No, that's good, man. So, what's next on the show?
I'll tell you what's next, motherfucker.
It's a bit harsh. You can't call a guest that.
Well, I was being... You'll see why.
It's... Facetious.
It was adequate what I just said, because what we're about to do is a hip-hop bit. Yes, we're about to do... Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes, motherfuckers!
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. The answer it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with the question. If I mention the name of the game, ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes!
Oh my god, it feels like ages since we've played this, and now we're playing this with one of the best improv troupes of history.
I kind of wish it was longer.
What was it?
I'm not a huge fan of this game, I've got to be honest with you, Talal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Why is that, Alex?
I keep losing.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you don't actually have anything fundamentally against this game?
No, I'm just not very good at it.
Well, don't worry, because you're going last. Okay. You're gonna get to see all of Detroit Rock Lobster go before you, and hopefully that will prepare you to be really good.
We are very good at this.
Yeah? Oh, you guys seemed a bit hesitant earlier about singing and rapping. I guess I busted you out of your shell now.
No, I think we'll do really well.
Good. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think, you know, Vanakuda's got, you know, a real good point there.
Is that right, Gerald?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think I can place your accent. I've listened to you enough now. Are you from Aberdeen?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Aberdeen.
I am good at accents.
Aberdeen, yeah, right in Aberdeen. I love that.
Love your steaks, yeah. Bro.
I'm not, you know, completely from Aberdeen. I've got a slight, you know, Glaswegian and also kind of Lincoln area. So I'm like further north.
Lincoln? So, that's not even in Scotland.
I know.
It's not even in the north of England.
I know, but that's why my accent's so, you know, all over the place.
Oh, okay.
I mean, quite a lot. You know, I sound like your friend Alex there.
No,
that's right. He does sometimes.
No. I can tell you all four of you guys apart really clearly.
Well, yeah, because we're sat in front of you.
I'm actually, because you know, the diversity of your group is not just present in how you look, how you appear,
that's
and in
right.
your backgrounds. Actually, just from your voices,
no, that's right.
Extremely diverse.
That's right. Yeah,
covering the whole gamut of vocal.
Flavors.
All right, so time for Ask Me No Questions, Tell You No Rhymes with Detroit Rock Lobster. The way this works, Detroit Rock Lobster, is that we're going to get a location,
okay.
And then within that location, we are going to rap to each other questions and answers. The
okay.
answers
right.
have to rhyme with the questions.
Right.
So I'm going to rap to my left
okay.
a question. It doesn't actually have to be a question. I can just say something to you.
Okay.
I'm going to rap to Gerald a question.
Right.
And his response has to rhyme with my question.
Okay, that's the rhyme with what you're
Yeah, that's
you're saying,
right, Gerald.
Right?
Yeah, you're getting it, mate. And then you're going to turn to Vanakuda.
Right.
And you're going to ask him a question.
Right.
Yeah, him. Yeah. And it's just going to... And that question doesn't have to rhyme with anything. You get to start a new rhyme with that. And Vanakuda will rhyme with your question with an answer.
Okay.
And it carries on in that fashion till it's back to me. We'll do a quick warm-up. And
good.
Then we'll start eliminating people.
Right.
In the eliminations rounds, if you mess up...
Right.
If you slip, hesitate for too long, forget to rhyme,
right.
repeat the rhyme,
right.
You will get eliminated.
Okay.
And then we'll keep going until there's just two of us left, and then we'll have a rap battle.
Okay?
Our location is a playground.
Right.
We're in a playground.
Playground, right. Okay. Right.
And here is our beat.
Is it?
Gerald, I'll be rapping to you first.
Right, I'm ready.
Okay. Yo, can you hear the beat, guys?
Aye.
All of you?
Yes.
And the yes.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Yo. Detroit Rock Lobster. Yo, Gerald, have you had a go on the swings?
Aye, I have, but I didn't know brings. Hey. Ralph, no.
Oh, okay. You see, that's how you get eliminated in this.
That's
luckily,
what happens.
Luckily, we're still warming up here. Let's give that another.
My name's Vanakuda, by the way.
Yeah,
I know. It's just on the beat, you know. Kind of.
It's hard. I know it's hard, guys. But don't worry, we can get this. Let's get back into it.
It's not my kind of music, you know. 65-year-old man.
What kind of music do you like, Joe?
You know, a bit like, you know, you're kind of Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, that kind of, you know.
Oh,
Not Gilbert and Sullivan. Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh. Okay. Gerald, you ready? Here we go. We're still at the playground. Yo, Gerald, have you had a go on the slide?
Aye, man, it was a fancy ride. Hey, Vanakuda.
What?
Have you seen my balls? Have you seen... No, you're not going to be able to edit that out.
Okay, I was giving you a chance to,
I know, but
to answer. Because normally in the warm-up, we let it take,
okay,
take longer.
Well, it's not like say that question again to him.
Yeah, why didn't we do that? We'll start again from you, Gerald.
Last
chance to warm up, guys. Give Dame Jame Doody a chance.
Yes, please give me a go.
All right, come on, whenever you're ready, Gerald.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Vanakuda, have you seen my balls?
No, I haven't. Have you seen my balls?
All right, yeah, that's another way to get eliminated by repeating the rhyme like
Jame Doody.
Oh.
Where's your head?
I don't know how to answer that question. Okay. I don't know how to say, where's my head?
Remember, guys, we're in a playground here, so like, try and keep the questions related to playgrounds.
Heads
stuff.
Are
like the balls. I can get away with. They could have been footballs. Or...
Heads are related to playgrounds.
Okay, sorry, Verkuda.
What?
Sorry. Okay, let's try that again, shall we?
You'll go eat.
Okay, we're gonna have one more warm up round, and hopefully we can go around once. Okay.
I'm trying to think what else is on a playground.
No, I'm changing the location.
Well, what else?
We are now in. A Manhattan apartment.
What else is in a playground?
No, we're in a Manhattan apartment now.
Aye, all right, I'm ready.
All right. Yo. Oh. Manhattan. Yo, Gerald.
Yep.
Have you seen the rent?
Aye, man. It's completely bent. Hey, Velikuna, you want to go on the merry-go-round?
That is a playground thing.
Oh, that rhymed. Carry on.
Players on the program.
Yeah, just
hey, Jim Doody. I like your shirt.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I bought it at Benetton.
No, that was a rap. That James, that was him asking you a rap question. You were
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yes,
guys, we're going to go.
I did buy it, yes, but it didn't hurt.
Okay, very good. There we go. All right, Alex, sorry you didn't get a go there, but we don't have enough time to keep warming up. We're going to go into elimination mode now. And we'll get one last location. Oh, I like that one. Batcave. We're in a Batcave.
Hey, Batcave. Like Bruce Wayne and that, yeah?
So who just went? Jame. So I'm going to let Jame Doody start, and she can ask Alex a question to start with, okay? We're in a Batcave, and we're not in a playground, guys. And this is it. Elimination mode. Here we go, guys.
Jame Doody.
Detroit Rock Lobster!
Yep.
One time, in the Batcave now.
Hey, Alex, are you Bruce Wayne?
No, I'm not. I'm not Bruce Wayne.
Oh, God.
Elimination!
Why? Why
so
did I get that wrong?
Quick, Alex. You really are bad at this.
That was really bad. I must say to myself, that was terrible.
It wasn't it, Jame.
Awful.
Alex is terrible.
Awful.
He's actually the worst.
He's okay.
No, he's really not. He's fucking fouls shit up everywhere he goes.
He seems all right. He seems
in
like
his
a
wake is just endless turds.
Yeah, he seems okay. He seems like a nice man.
Well, if you say so, but you're completely wrong. Okay, we're still in the Batcave. Alex, you're out. Jame Doody starting asking me a question.
Okay. Hey, yes. Talal?
What?
Is Alfred home?
No, he's not. He's sucking on a bone. Yo, Gerald.
Hi.
Have you seen my car?
Yes, I have. It's very far. Hey, Varuk. Oh, no,
oh,
man.
Oh, elimination!
Velikuda. I mean, I can't even say it when it's on a beat.
Gerald, what happens?
I'm very disappointed in you, the fact you would mispronounce my name after all these years.
Yeah, and, well, you can understand. Look, older people, they don't know how to operate when a beat is on.
It's not
in their blood. For me, when a beat is on, I'm actually at my best when there's a beat going.
I can't concentrate on listening to the beat, trying to remember people's names.
You either got it or you don't. But look, you got it in other places, Gerald, and they're really working for you. So don't worry. It's just a rap game. Don't beat yourself up.
I'm not beating myself up. It's just,
Well, you're out. Verikuda, it's just...
Yes.
Is Dame Judy still in?
I'm still in, yes.
Yes, okay, so three of us left. Shall we
get it? It didn't get round to me.
Well, you started it off, though, didn't you?
But yes.
Nice work. Okay, so we're going to get a new location.
Good.
Gerald is out, so that means it's me starting...
I'm over here.
You don't actually have to leave.
I'm not leaving, I'm just, like, laying out on the sofa and that.
Okay, Gerald, have a little... Oh, he's asleep. Oh.
Okay, I'll have a wee nap. Wake me up when it's done.
Okay, yeah, just feel free to.
He can only go for 15 minutes at a time.
Oh, okay.
Then he's asleep.
That's why you have an interval every 15 minutes.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, so me asking Verikuda and then Verikuda to Jame Doody, our new location is campsite.
Campsite.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. Oh.
What? Oh. What? What?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Camping with my friends, yo.
Are you?
Yo. Here we go. Yo. 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 Yo, Verikuda, could you go chop up some wood?
Yes, I can, and I probably could. Jame, where's the tent?
I don't know. I think you're bent. Talal,
Have you brought some tin opener?
Yes, I have. And I've left it. Oh, I'm out! No! Oh. I'm out!
Oh, no.
Oh, Talal's eliminated. What are the odds?
Talal, my goodness.
What are the odds?
Why?
So that means that Jame and Veracuda are left, and it's up to them to have a rap battle.
Oh, good.
Big old rap battle to close this off. But quick sidebar with Jame real quick.
Okay, what is?
I don't think you... I know that you're a bit older, so you might not get this, but you don't call them bent.
Well, I meant his stupor.
Yeah, but you called him bent.
He is bent. He is bent. Look at his spine. He's bent.
Okay, well...
He's bent like a...
I know, you two are closer friends
than... He's bent like a four-bob note.
Okay, all right. As long as you meant it like that, that's fine, I guess. All right, Veracuda, you're right.
He's also homosexual.
Veracuda, you cool?
Quite warm.
Okay, well, this is the final showdown. You and Judy Dench.
No air conditioning in this studio.
You're going to have... you guys are going to have 20 seconds each.
20.
To battle it out, okay?
Okay.
So you'll get a new location.
Yeah.
You're in a...
Brothel.
I'm sorry I paused there. The suggestion was radio booth and it kind of threw me.
I'm in a radio studio.
Because we are in a radio booth. And then the next one was boxing ring. So we'll go with... we've done boxing ring.
Boxing.
Torture chamber. There we go.
That's good.
You're in a torture chamber. Veracuda Glorbovich. You against Dame Judy Dench.
Can I have a bit of volume on the beat, please?
Yes, sir. Whenever you're ready. Well, not whenever you're ready. Your 20 seconds starts now.
Yes, Jame Duty. Have you seen the Iron Maiden? I'm going to put you in there when you are grey and you're grey in the hair like an old lady bitch. You look like you should have a mop like a witch. Where's your cat? Oh, it's hanging out your legs. Look at it. You look stupid, you old cow. I hate you.
That's time. Wow. Veracuda, that was harsh, man.
That was very harsh.
In the world of hip hop, Jame, that's how people talk to each other.
He had real hate in his eyes, though.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't mean anything. That's just hip hop, babe. That's just hip hop, babe. Okay, that's just hip hop, babe.
That's just hip hop, babies.
You can deal with it, babe.
Okay.
All right, Jame, are you ready?
Yes.
You're in a torture studio. Torture studio.
Yes, I am in a torture
studio. That's what they call it in the biz.
Yes, they do call it that, yes.
Not whenever you're ready. And your time starts now.
Hey, Veracuda, you're not heaven sent. In fact, your spine's so wrong, you look almost bent. Where's your balls? You don't have any now.
Whoa.
You don't even have a vagina. You're not even a cow. You are just something that's there causing stench all the time when you belch on the bench. You're an ass. Look at your fucking ass. You're like a ball bag that's separated by
okay,
an
that's
ass.
Time. That's time. Jame, stop. Put the knife down, Jame.
I'm not going
to down. Goodness gracious. That got intense.
She's done that before.
Yes, and I have to say... it's time for us to vote, but I vote for Judy. Amazing.
What did I miss?
Gerald, you missed the rap battle between Veracuda and...
Oh, that battle, eh?
Dame. We meant to vote on who we think won.
How did that go?
I think that Jane won. Jame?
Jame.
Jame Duty.
Jame, yes. Yeah. Jame Duty. It is Dame Judy.
I know, yeah. We're having fun, though.
Are we?
Yeah, it's a bit. It's become a
are
bit
Are we having
now.
Fun?
I guess so.
Are we having fun?
Are we not? Alex, are you having fun?
I'm fine. Okay. I don't know if I'm having fun, per se.
Who do you think won that battle?
Oh, probably Jame Duty.
Oh, you think that too, yeah?
Yeah, I think so too. I think she's got it.
She smashed it. That's it. The Jame Duties have it. Jame Duty is the winner of that rap battle.
Why are you doing that?
I can't clap with my hands. I have to slap my arm. Because my hand is injured.
We didn't take it as a prompt to clap because you look like a heroin addict who's trying to find a vein.
That makes sense, yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'm not a
It
heroin.
Did look a bit weird.
I'm not a heroin
It did look
addict.
A little bit weird, that.
I think my drugs are wearing off, to
Yes!
Does that hurt quite a lot? Thing my arm like that. All right, we need a quick break. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're nicely warmed up now,
okay.
So we have to go cool down a bit.
Yes!
Stepping outside
I'm
for a
very
minute.
Warm.
And then we'll come back and we'll get started with the show. The show hasn't actually started yet.
This is good. This is good. Thank you so much.
Let's listen to some Mr. B, the gentleman rapper.
I love Mr. Bean.
Mr. B.
Oh, I don't like him.
The gentleman rapper. This is a thoroughly modern breakup. Enjoy. Back in a bit.
What show is this again? I didn't hear what you said the first time. What show is it?
The Lil Show.
The Bill Show? Who's Bill?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Have you ever found yourself in a predicament where you can't find your keys?
Yeah, I'm always not finding my keys. Where did I put my keys?
Well, wonder no longer, because we have a new product from Kiko.
Hey, Kiko, it's where you put your key. It's where you put your key, right, on a hook that we have by the door, yeah? You can't even forget to take it, because it's always there, and you see it right in the eyeline. And if you don't take it, a little wee wire comes out and stabs you right in the pupil.
It hurts, trust me.
Kiko.
And we're back on the Lil Show.
Wow.
With me, Talal Karkouti, and...
Creaky
with,
Mike.
With me, Talal Karkouti, and my co-host, Alex Sivright.
Hello.
And our guest team, Detroit Rock Lobster, are here.
Hello.
Hello.
You're late.
Sorry, my mic went out there for a sec.
Oh, bit of problem.
But I relit it. Yes, Gerald, Veracuda, James.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, guys. All right, let's move swiftly on to our first official portion of the show.
Okay.
It's a little something called Newsish. That's right, it's time for Newsish, a portion of the show where we talk about something from the news and then we read a story from the news and then we talk about that story from the news and then we do some improv inspired by the what we talked about based on what we the news story we read from the news.
Story. Hope that's clear.
Alex, you got a news story for us?
Yes, I have, yes.
Great, go ahead, man.
Okay, this is from our good friends at The Mirror.
Oh, okay. Mirror Weird News, the forced sponsor of the show.
Yep.
Hurry up and pay us, Mirror, and then we'll stop reading your news stories.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Because then we won't point out the errors in it and stuff. Veracuda, do you mind?
Veracuda.
Sorry. Better out than the other one.
Yeah, well, I guess that kind of does work with your life philosophy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I did. Oh, poor man. He's a great... He's a big hunk of a man, isn't he?
Yeah, Veracuda, quite a dominating presence.
Yes!
It's good to have you here. Are you happy, Veracuda?
Very happy!
Okay, good. Just checking. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Why? Why do you ask?
I just want to know whether, you know, you don't regret anything. Like selling all those shoes. Or, Alex, what's our new story?
Okay. All right.
What? What's wrong?
it's just that I think about this story and I'm in a poor choice.
Oh, did you? Do you need me to whip something
not
up?
Not at all, not at all. Okay. Here we go, here we go. I'm going to go through with it, but it's just reading it back. It's like, okay.
Oh, man, Alex.
Yeah, but it's not...
You know what? I don't expect anything more from you, so just fucking read it, mate.
Okay.
Come on, Alex.
I'm sorry. Anyone who's ever been on a plane will have observed something odd happens to packets of crisps and bottles of water. Basically, anything with air inside it swells and looks as though it's about to pop. Mm. Well, guess what? That gas inside your stomach does something pretty similar. You might have felt bloated while flying before, and the pressure up there in the sky is responsible. If you think you've got it bad, spare a thought for the poor flight attendants who are in the air most of the time. So it's not surprising that they have to pass wind sometimes. And apparently, they use their walks down the cabin, to as their cover to do so.
Oh no, what?
Speaking on Q&A website Quora, airline history student Ross McDonough explained he had read many books by flight attendants who refer to crop dusting, the code word for farting in the aisle while walking to check on passengers. One flight attendant wrote on her blog, "It happens every time. I come home from flying my trips and I'm 5 to 7 pounds heavier. Why, you ask? Not because I ate up the whole world, but because of water and gas retention. It's something that affects every flyer. For me, as a flight attendant, the effects are right away. When I strap into my jump seat, which we have to adjust so the belts are tight, it's to my fit. When it's time to land, I have to let the belts out a bit because I've expanded because of the gas in my body."
So what you're saying is that they're using, you know, the main part of their job, which is walking up and down the aisles,
yeah,
as a good cover for letting out their farts.
Yeah, that's it. Essentially, that's it. They are squeaking past you as they check if you're okay, or they're giving you nuts.
Well, I'm never going to feel the same when taking a flight again. It's kind of like hearing when the fireman hooks up the hose to the water, he uses that opportunity to take a little piss in it.
Is that true?
No, Gerald, that's not true. I'm just trying to equate.
Is that what they do?
I'm trying to equate it to other jobs.
No, is that what they do?
No, it's not. Well, maybe.
That's disgusting.
No, I'm sure that's not.
That's terrible.
I'm sure that's not what they actually do.
That's awful.
No, I was just...
Why would they do that?
It was a pretty crap relation. Jeez, I was just trying to make an equivalent.
That's terrible. Yeah, I mean, they're saving lives and everything, and you know, and then they're doing that.
It's like, you know, it's like a... It's like people who work in restaurants, they never get a chance to actually eat themselves. So when they're delivering food to your table, they use that opportunity to take a couple bites out of your meal.
They do that?
Or it's like hearing that, you know,
that's awful as well.
The politicians, they spend all their life, you know, working for the people, trying to support the people and help the people, that they never get an opportunity to just be mean to people. So when they're up there making policies and stuff, they use that as an opportunity to rub shit in people's faces.
No.
And make them eat their own shit.
No, is that true as well?
And then make them poop shit that they have to feed to their loved ones.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not actually real, Gerald.
Oh, my God. My whole world has gone topsy-turvy.
Gerald.
What?
I was just making examples of hypotheticals, but what do you think of the actual issue of
A fireman pissing?
No, that's not the actual one. The one before that, the
shit in the eyeballs.
The airbound assistants, what they called air stewards.
Airbound assistants.
They fart in the aisles. What do you think of that, Gerald? Do you fly a lot?
No, not so much anymore. No, not since my wife died. I've got no way. I don't really want to.
How did she die again?
She fell face first
onto a pint glass. Improv show.
Yeah, did an improv show. It's a good improv show. But yeah,
can you say that?
Oh, it was funny.
The show when your wife died.
Yeah, it was a funny show.
What do you mean?
What was the best joke?
What was the best thing?
Wasn't it about the jokes? You know that with comedy and improv. It wasn't about the jokes. It was the whole setup.
Who are you watching? Who was the team?
I can't even remember.
What was their name? Come on, just take a moment and remember the name. Who was it? Which improv team? Which London improv team killed your wife, Gerald? Who was it?
I think it was City Improv.
Yes, I knew it was. I knew that. Sounds like them.
I think it was. City Improv or Dr. Sinistra, because Dr. Sinistra on the same bill. It's one of the two.
No, Dr. Sinistra, they haven't been performing a lot recently.
Yeah, my wife died quite a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know,
well, look,
has City Emperor still, do they still perform?
I'm part of Dr. Sinistro and we never hit people, and that's okay. We've never had anyone die in one of our shows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was some Iceland.
Must have been City Emperor.
Some guy from Iceland, I think. It was, what the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Was he kind of like, yeah, well, did he have a, yeah, he was Scandinavian, quite a big guy. A
little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a bit older than the rest of the group, yeah, but no one really ever mentioned it.
Yeah, he took offence to something. I can't remember what it was. Yeah. But anyway, no, it's...
very sensitive and kind
of... A little bit.
Yeah, and kind bit. Of projected this kind of self-righteousness that really just wasn't there.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, that's him.
Think he knew it all.
Yeah, yeah, that's City Impro,
well, no,
mate.
He didn't know nothing. No, he didn't know nothing. No, nothing.
You all right there, Gerald? Gerald's falling asleep again.
Just grabbing my tea.
Oh, okay. I thought
you I'm falling asleep again.
We made you a cup of tea.
How dare you? How dare you say that? No, yes, Impro killed my wife. So.
Veracruz, any thoughts?
What?
Oh, on this whole story or on his wife, on any of it?
Yeah, well, I go flight quite a lot.
You do fly a lot?
Mm.
Okay.
I fly to Ireland.
Oh, yeah? What do you do over there?
Just sit around. I like Guinness.
Oh, you go visit
so,
pubs.
Yes, go I go...
And what do you think of this idea then that, you know, the air hostesses and the air hosters...
I'm not sure we're in the air. I'm not sure we're in the air long enough to do that.
To fart?
Yeah. I save mine up and do it when I get off the plane.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, yep. Mr. Glorbovich, welcome aboard. Please just give me your ticket. I'll scan it for you. Right.
Here you go.
Okay, and that's your hand luggage there.
Yes, I want to keep this close to me.
That's fine. That should fit in the overhead. If it doesn't fit in the overhead, do be sure to slide it underneath the seat in front of you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, if you'll just make your way onto the airplane. We've got other... Okay. Oh, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Yeah, your ticket.
Hello, I am your person who sit next to you for the next 2 hours. Are you okay?
I'm all right. Yes, thanks. You're quite a big fella, aren't you?
Yes, I hold a lot of gas in my stomach. Don't worry, you should be okay and fine. I don't think anything bad will happen, but I'm pretty much at the fullest I could get for fat. Filled gas and everything.
Aye, okay, well, that's quite something to announce before you, you know. I'm John, by the way. Nice to meet you. I'm John.
Sandra.
you don't play women. You said that before. You don't actually play women.
Sandra, female's name?
Yes, it is.
Bing bong.
Sandra.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the flight 239X2 to Dublin. We'll be taking off in approximately... Oh, what's that? Oh, okay. There'll be a slight delay to our takeoff. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. There is a big queue on the runway. We won't be taking off for about half an hour, I'm afraid. Oh. But to help you pass the time, we'll be handing out some snacks, including fresh beans... cauliflower cheese and just tins of pop, soda pop. We've got loads of it here from the previous flight. We have loads of leftover pop, so don't worry, guys. You'll be well fed and looked after. And we'll be playing some relaxing videos to keep you entertained. Videos of mindfulness and meditation that will help you really relax and just kind of get your mind off things. So please relax, enjoy yourselves, and get to know the people around you. And I'll keep you informed on any further updates. Thank you. Beep boo.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad, you know. Just get some snacks and stuff. That sounds all right.
I don't really think I should have so much of the snacks that they're deciding to give out. I think I may
beans
have to.
Cauliflower or pop. Beans, cauliflower or pop. Thank you. Hello there. Beans, cauliflower or pop?
I'll take some beans, thank you very much.
Here you go, sir.
Very kind, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Beans, cauliflower or pop? Madame?
I don't know if I should take any, thank
beans,
you.
Beans, cauliflower or pop, madame?
Is there a fourth option?
Yes. fourth option is all three. Please help us. We've been holding on to these for so long. We need to get rid of these.
Fine, fine. Put all three down there on my thing.
I like some of that.
Thank you very much.
Some of the you're not going to see me.
Sorry, I've moved on.
I can see some of that port.
Oh, it's one of those three seats. I thought this was the side.
We've got three seats.
Oh, what would you like, miss?
Oh, yeah, you saw my lovely skirt.
Oh, wait, sorry, sir? Miss?
That's a kilt.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Irish, I don't understand
no,
Scottish.
No, that's fine, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, I'll take some of that pop, please.
Oh, the pop, yes.
Pop. Thank you. Hey, Sam, do you want some of my pop?
Beans, cauliflower, or pop?
No, right, I've got enough. Oh, I can't resist it, I must have some.
Sandra, you're right. You look like you're swelling up or something. You haven't even taken off yet.
Oh my God, no.
Hello, welcome to this tape for mindfulness and meditation.
I think I'm going to burst.
In this lecture, I will be teaching you how to truly relax and be at one with yourself and your surroundings.
Ping.
Oh, there goes a button.
We will have, of course, a backdrop of very calming, soothing music.
I don't think you're going to survive this.
To truly unlock your mindfulness, you must find your center. Your center exists inside of your gut. Put all of your focus onto your gut and think about your gut and how much it is filled with the waste of this world and how you could be free of it at any moment. Find your gut. Focus on your gut. Tense your gut and your center would be ready for mindfulness.
I do apologize about the
Bing bong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just received several complaints about some bad smells in the cabin.
Sorry.
Just to inform you that the air stewards and stewardesses who work on the flight, they spend most of their time in the air and their intestines are severely swelled by gases. They cannot actually help but release them during the time here on the runway. So do excuse the smells. It's completely normal. And if you feel to make any official complaints, please get in touch with Ryanair through the website. Thank you.
Bing bong. Oh, man. That stinks here. I want to get off the plane, man.
So, 2 hours later, the plane is up in the sky.
Bing bong!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are making our descent into Dublin. We'll be landing in approximately 15 minutes in Dublin Airport. That's Dublin Airport. We'll be in 15 minutes. Thank you very much. The ping, ping, bong.
What am I doing? Why am I making your farty noises?
The plane lands and the airport, the door opens and there's just this green gas just comes out of the plane. And Sandra is picking up her baggage.
I feel so much better now.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Hi, I lost my mummy. I'm wondering if maybe you could help me find my mummy. Are you from here? Are you from Dublin Airport?
No.
I'm a mummy. I missed her. Where is she?
Hello.
Okay, you're not being very helpful.
No. What does she look like?
Can I hold your hand?
No. Okay. What does she look like?
She looks a lot like you.
Is she me?
No.
Right.
Is she?
I don't know. Who are you? What is your name?
Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy. My mum has got long, beautiful blonde hair, like you.
Yes.
She's got nice red high heels.
Yes.
And she carries a pink... Oh, there she is. Okay, mummy, there you are.
No.
And then we crossfade to Veracuda sitting in the pub, and she's thinking about her horrible farts and about that kid at the airport and the innocence in his eyes. And she's still farting for some reason.
Every time I breathe out.
Oh. Good to see you there, Veracuda. Oh, it's good to have you back.
Jonathan, how are you?
You look a bit...
Oh, from Ireland.
What are you doing?
Just give me a moment.
Jonathan, are you a genuine Irish person?
Oh, yes, I am. Of course I am. There it is. Oh, there it is now. Oh, Veracuda, you look pretty down today. What's been getting you down, Veracuda?
My gas. My wind. It's coming right out of my bumhole.
Oh, that's normally where it comes from. We all do it, Veracuda.
You might be doing it for quite a while.
Oh, well, there's this ancient Irish... Oh, well, there's this ancient Irish tonic that heals all your gaseous ailments.
What is it called?
Oh, it's got many names. My father used to call it the four-leafed bend over. Because after you drink it, you bend over. And all the gas escapes you in one go, and you won't have gas again for a full week.
Do they sell it at this pub?
No, but I can mix you up a quick batch.
Okay. I'm going to order something anyway. Waitress!
Yes, I'm right here. I've been talking to you.
Jonathan, yes.
What?
Your waitress.
I can serve you. I'm the bartender.
Get it then.
What do you need?
Peanuts.
Okay, I'll be back in.
5 minutes later.
Oh, here you go.
Took your time.
Oh, sorry, Sandra. Sorry for calling you Veracuda that couple times. No. I got you mixed up with someone.
I let it go.
Here you go, Sandra.
Thank you.
Some four-leafed bend over and a bowl of peanuts.
Peanuts.
Good luck.
Thank you.
She bends over. The furniture goes flying across the pub.
I think that was the last of it. I feel so much lighter now. Like I could take on the world. No, nothing.
Mummy? Mummy, help me. I've lost my... Oh, it's you.
You're not my son.
I've lost my mum again.
I don't care. You saw him before.
I really thought there'd be some sort of change in your character after the... After your story resolved itself.
No.
Okay, bye. Oh, there she is, Mummy.
And scene. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, Detroit Rock Lobster. A scene about farting.
Sorry, I was so transfixed with their performance, I only managed to throw in one line.
I really was expecting an improv troupe of your stature.
Yes.
To kind of elevate the topic to something about.
Well, I think we're not so used to doing it in the seated sort of way.
How do you normally do your podcast?
We normally are stood up.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, on some, you know, like hoverboards. You know, those wheel things are supposed to be hoverboards. They're not hoverboards. They don't hover. They don't hover.
What's the advantages of podcasting on a hoverboard?
Smoothness of movement. You don't knock things.
What's the advantage of movement in the podcast?
You free yourself. You can improvise more. You open your space. Your
what's
mind.
Your like mic setup then?
Well, it's like a head mic. It's kind of like a Britney Spears type thing. Yes, we're head mics. Yeah. Yes,
I was picturing the whole room.
We've got
being
head
mic'd
mics,
up.
And we've got a lovely man named Timothy, and he follows us with the recording equipment when we're going down the street recording our podcast, and he's got the recording equipment on a trolley and he's on roller skates and he's just following us.
Bloody hell, that's quite an elaborate production.
Well, yes, we've travelled miles doing it sometimes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's again, you guys just breaking the mould. Just completely
I mean, you know, some people see that, you know, we're fake. But we're no fake. We're no fee.
No, you certainly are not. You're all sitting here in front of me.
Hey.
And
hey, you betcha. We're not fake.
Well, it's it can't be fake. Like Dame Judy Bloody Dench is sitting right in front of me. And
yes.
I'm still getting to grips with that, to be honest.
Yes,
Look, we've only got time for one more segment.
Okay.
It's a little something called Movies, Movies, Movies.
Movies?
Yes. We're going to pick a movie related to the themes discussed in this episode.
Okay. I was pretty quiet and non-existent.
Yeah, Alex, you weren't in that scene at all. But
I'm sorry.
You read the news story. It's fine.
I thought I'd let those guys. I've done that before. I've let the group take over.
But so, I think maybe they
can. It's not weird.
No. Maybe I was a bit too involved in that scene, even. Maybe I could have done less.
Maybe Dame Judy could have done something more.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have appreciated it, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, maybe I will come into my own in the next scene.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we'll pick a movie that you've actually starred in.
Oh, that would be something, wouldn't it?
But let's find out.
Look, we
need a little break just to come up with a movie. So during this next song, we're going to have a chat about what themes have come up today and we'll pick a movie accordingly.
I'm going to have a cigar.
You go have a cigar, Veracuda. And, where did you just pull that out from?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
I have a pouch.
This is Leggy Blonde by Flight of the Conchord. We'll be back in a few
minutes. It's quite vast.
All right.
Goodbye. All right.
The door's over there, Veracuda.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Leggy Blonde. Every day I look across the office floor. There you were, your head down to your legs and your legs down to the floor. Leggy Blonde, goodbye, goodbye. Now that you are gone.
You're listening to London Improv Live.
Yes, you are, and we're back here in the studio with me, Talal, and Alex.
Hello.
And Detroit Rock Lobster.
Hello.
Really cool name.
Thank you.
Whoever came up with that is a genius.
As I see, we're in in Detroit, and
you said Rock Lobster.
B-52s. Yeah. Rock Lobster.
So we've been chatting over the break about which movie to do for Movies, Movies, Movies. I've had an idea, and I think I've got a good one. So don't worry about what you guys were talking about. Let's play Movies, Movies, Movies.
Okay. You sing with me, kid, and I'll make you a star.
That's right. It's time for Movies, 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 the portion of the show where we take a movie that's kind of related to what we've been talking about during the show, and then I read the synopsis of it, and then we act out that movie.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Yep.
You ready, team?
Aye.
I decided to go for a film. We were talking about the themes, and farting came up a lot.
Yeah, it did. It did come up a hell of a lot.
What else were we talking about? What other themes?
There was the thing.
Seems like so long ago. Shoes.
Yeah, shoes. Yeah, so there was shoes.
Oriental, the man with the red shoe.
Oriental parties as well.
Yeah, we were talking about. And then I was like, no, you know what? Fucking Dame Judy Dench is here. Let's do a movie, a classic Judy Dench film.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I want to pay tribute to you.
No, that's very kind of you.
You're one of the greats.
Thank you.
You're a British export, but you're known across the world.
Absolutely. I've won Oscar.
We should be very proud.
Absolutely, yes. I've won awards and everything, and I'm really, really pleased to be here.
So to pay tribute to that, I picked a movie that was one of your breakout films, in a way.
Oh, thank you.
It was kind of one of your first big... movie. It was an indie picture, but it did really well, and it's critically acclaimed. It's one of my favorites, and I love your performance in it.
Thank you so much.
Anger,
control,
and vengeance, just exacted in a really beautiful way. I am, of course, talking about the Judy Dench classic, 1989's The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover, Peter Greenaway.
The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover.
Yeah.
I
know it was a while ago, but you should remember it.
No, that wasn't me.
Directed by Peter Greenaway, written by Peter...
I wasn't in that film. It wasn't me.
What do you mean? Oh, you were young and you were really beautiful.
Yeah, you're thinking of Michael Gambon.
No, come on, no. Michael Gambon was the villain of the film.
Was he?
Don't be silly. I'm not talking about him.
No, I'm talking to you from your sort of perspective. No, you're thinking of Helen Mirren.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I just read Helen Mirren. Oh, I was looking for you in the cast list, and I was wondering why you're not there.
Helen Mirren. I mean, Helen Mirren's a lovely, lovely woman, a lovely person, lovely...
Oh, this is embarrassing.
A dear friend.
I'm really sorry, but Dame...
Dame Doody. Doody.
Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
A little bit, yes. But you know what, Talal? I forgive you, and in my power as a dame, I will say to you, shall we go ahead and do the cook, the thief, his wife, and her lover?
For reals?
For reals.
Yeah, and you can show us how maybe you think Helen Mirren should have done it.
Oh, I can...
Because I'm sure you would have been so much better than her.
I could never tell you how she should have done it. She did a wonderful job in that film.
Well, you show us how you would have done it.
How I would have done it.
Yes.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I do not know the film. I'm aware of a cook, a thief, a wife, and a lover, but I'm not aware of them all together.
In a movie. Oh, it's a great movie, Verracuda. You should check it out. And there's a lot of
Okay, I go now.
There's a lot of, like, female empowerment.
Oh, I come back.
Oh, wait, no, you wouldn't.
Female empowerment. What?
How do you feel, Gerald? Have you seen this movie, Gerald?
I've only seen bits of it. I've only seen the bits where Helen Mirren gets her bits out.
Oh,
well, she's naked quite a lot in that film. My God, she's a woman, isn't she? She's a lovely. No offense to you two, Verracuda and Judi Dench, but you know, she is a lovely woman.
Verracuda's not a woman.
Yeah, what?
Alex, have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, let's do it. I'll read the synopsis. Don't worry, Verracuda, if you haven't seen it. I'll read the synopsis for you, and we're going to try our best to recreate the film, okay?
Okay.
I'm just looking through it.
Do we have to be word perfect? Is there a script?
No, not at all. This is improv, babe. We get to do it as we want, baby.
Babe. Baby.
And I'm just looking through the synopsis here, and I can't see...
What do you mean?
...see any reference to farting in the synopsis.
What?
So that doesn't have to come up again.
I'm sure there is farting.
No, there really isn't. So don't worry about that.
There's a scene where a man gets eaten and all that.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where Helen Mirren's getting shagged in the toilet, if I remember correctly.
Oh, she's shagging someone.
No, when I say in the toilet, I don't mean up the ass.
When you say getting shagged...
Aye.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to have to take a stand here.
Well, go on then. What have I done now?
A woman can shag others. They don't always to be the one getting shagged.
Yeah, but on this occasion, she is the one getting shagged.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay,
all right. I'll have to rewatch the scene.
I'll let you off, Gerald.
Let me see if it's on YouTube.
Oh, Gerald, no.
How's that look? That Gerald, Helen Mirren's sex.
That's just the naked bit.
I got it bookmarked. Gerald. Hey, there she is.
Oh, yeah, she really is getting shagged, isn't she?
Yep.
Oh, man. And how?
Holy moly!
And all my life I thought that was Judi Dench.
Aye. No, it wasn't me. I've never been shagged.
So here's how it works, gang. Judi.
Oh, God. That was bad, Judi.
Here's how it works. How do you...
I've shagged many people, but never been shagged.
I thought you were going to say, I make love.
No, I don't make love.
Oh, okay.
I mean, nasty, nasty fucking...
I bet you do, darling.
I'm a whore.
Oh, no. No.
She is a whore.
Okay, it's been confirmed. All right.
I don't know, she is a whore.
Okay,
yeah.
Well done.
No, sorry, she is a whore.
All right, guys, she's a whore. Tis a pity, but she is one.
Oh, it's not a pity.
Okay. Alex.
$10 to you, Gardner.
Alex, just help me get control of this team, please.
Talal, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say about these guys. They are...
Well, don't encourage them.
They're rough
least.
And ready. I'll give you that.
Yeah, good. All right, let's...
I know, get them rough and ready. We're ready for anything.
Good. All right, then. Let's fucking do it, then.
Aye.
Cook the wife.
Fucking do it. Let's cook the wife.
No, cook the thief. Cook the wife.
Cook her thief and their wife.
Cook
aye?
The thief, his wife.
Her lover.
So I'm going to read the synopsis, and then I'm going to play some intro music. And during the intro music, feel free to just start the movie.
Oh, we will, yeah. We'll start the movie.
Guys, what is going on here? Just
no.
Let me do the bit, please.
What was the synopsis again?
I haven't read it yet.
No.
He hasn't read it. Verracuda, please, calm down. Put your trousers back on.
Guys.
Let me read the synopsis.
I think Talal is getting a little bit. I think his painkillers maybe.
Fucking read it, please.
His painkillers might ruin him off or something.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Why are you in pain? Oh. What happened?
I sliced my hand with a sword.
That was silly.
Yeah, I know, but how many people get to say that?
Veracuda, look, you were holding the sword, though, Talal. It's not quite as sexy as I got attacked by a sword, but I'll still give you it was a sword. Veracuda, listen, just let him read the synopsis, okay?
Thanks, Alex. The wife of
Okay, I'll let him.
All right, guys, this is Alex. Fucking hell, Alex. What the fuck's sake?
What?
This was your chance to help me do a proper 100th show. And now you're just sabotaging the segment.
Talal, I think we've done a good 100 show, 100 episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a really good time.
Yes.
And why now are you lashing out?
What do you mean, why am I lashing out?
You made your own bed, now you're lying in it, and now you don't want to lie in it anymore. It's your bed, mate.
What do you mean I'm lying in my own bed? Alex. I'm doing all the work here.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the work on the 100th episode.
And you were doing such a good job, so why fucking quit in the last bit? In the last final sprint of the show.
I'm bored.
Well, I'm fucking bored of this too. How hard do I have to fucking work?
Look, Talal, look. We were supposed to be finished at 8 o'clock. It's now 8:15.
Yeah, because I can't get this last bit out. Because you keep fucking around and making all your characters fart.
Oh, man, it's not my... The story was about farting.
Our 100th episode... who picked the fucking story?
Oh, it was me.
Bro?
Okay, yeah, it was me.
So 100th episode and it's just Fart City.
I've been sat here... Voicing three fucking characters.
Why? Why did I make you do that? Why did I make you voice every character on the show today?
Because the guests we were supposed to get haven't arrived.
They haven't come.
Look, all right.
That's right. And who was booking our special 100th show? Who promised me they had a good lineup? We're going to have the best show ever, this 100th one.
It's not my fault that Rufus Hound decided not to do it.
Isn't it?
No. I didn't give him more work, did I? He was on board. Then he goes, oh, no, sorry, I can't do it. I've got work. Fucking Simon...
Did you let him know how much it meant to us? That it was our 100th episode? It doesn't come every week.
He didn't care because it wasn't paid. Look, I asked him. I asked Simon Day, you know, guy that plays Brian Pern. Was in
I know Simon
show.
Day
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And he said, no, he's looking after his kids. So he couldn't do it either.
And Key and Peele?
Yes.
They were meant to be here today as well. You promised me Key and Peele.
One of them was more busy.
You didn't give a fuck about those other two. You said Key and Peele were going to be here.
One of them was more busy than the other one.
He's over here promoting his movie.
Apparently,
Piss Off or whatever it's called. Get off with yourself. And so he's in town.
Get off with your black self.
And Key, the other guy.
Yeah, he's doing like some sort of lock.
He's around.
Yeah,
supporting his mate.
He's in a lock.
No, he's doing the new Lock Stock. Guy Ritchie's got him in the new Lock Stock.
But anyway, look,
you know the really fat guy from Lockstock, the fat black guy who
whose dog
eats the diamond.
Yeah, you mean Snatch. Yeah, but I'm not mean to correct you.
He loses all the weight, and Keegan-Michael Key plays him in the.
Does he climb inside him?
No, he is him. He lost the weight.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of skin.
No, he doesn't have to climb. We're getting distracted here. Alex, look, this is really. Sorry, listener. No, Detroit Rock's Lobster doesn't exist. It's been Alex the whole time, and he kind of just. Fucking let it go in the last minute.
Well, I apologise, but I'm knackered. Doing that Veracuda. What sort of name's Veracuda? Yeah, and they said Veruca so many times.
It's hard to make. You know how much I struggle coming up with names.
It was your idea to say you look because I didn't get a guest or anything.
Sorry, not having guests wasn't my idea. All right, Alex, I came in here prepped and planned. I had so many good questions for Key and Peele. Like for this one, Mr. Peele, with your new movie Piss Off, what's the big twist at the end? I wanted to get an exclusive.
What a great question that is.
I know, and we would have found out. Have you seen the film?
Yes.
Have you gone and seen Piss Off?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen Piss
Off. Well, I don't know the twist.
Piss Off.
That's why it was a good question.
Get out of it.
Get out of here with your black self.
Yeah. Come in, but get out of
get
it.
Get your black ass out. Y'all don't got to go home, but y'all got to get the hell out of here.
That's the full title.
Yeah, but it's abbreviated to Piss Off. And now the doorbell's ringing.
I noticed. No, I'm sorry. I mean, do you want to go back to the door?
No, I'm... You know, I was... I don't know. I think I'm about ready to just...
It's the 100th episode, man. Yeah. We can't leave on a downer. I mean, I don't...
Look, I don't know. Look...
I feel like I'm on a ferry.
If we end up with a 101st episode, it will be a fucking miracle. Because right now, I don't see how we can carry on like this. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should know when to quit. They do say quit when you're ahead, but we're not really ahead. But, you know,
our Patreon is kind of a few of my cousins on there.
I mean, if I'm honest, we really should have quit when the Colin Mockery episode landed. That's when we're ahead.
Oh yeah, wow, we have Colin Mockery. This is going to really lift us and boost how 40 listens.
Yeah, now I'm fucking sat here doing voices. I'm trying to be a whole group. I'm glad you only choose three people though. I'm really pleased about that.
Shut up, you fucking idiot.
Fucking
go get the fucking door. I'm gonna wrap this show up. Go get the
fucking
door.
Dame Judi Dench.
Go get the fucking door. I'm done with you, mate.
It's not my job. I don't work here. I ain't getting no door.
Okay, you fucking finish the show. I'll go get the fucking door.
Alright. I'll go sit in the seat. Right. See if I can remember how to work this. Oh. Judi Dench was in The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover. A little cameo. Happy 100th episode, listeners to Lil. I guess that's sort of it. What can I tell you? Talal's let me close the show, the 100th show. Because he's a little bitch. There was no guests. I did everything. But you probably knew that anyway. The accents weren't that great. I tried my best. My throat's really sore now. But, Lil Show out. Peace. Is it peace? Peace. Whatever. Bye. I don't know.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.